Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So last week we spoke about some of the symptoms and food sensitivities and the difference between sensitivities and allergies. And I touched on some common food sensitivities. And I just wanted to highlight a couple today as well and then just talk about how we identify those things and treat them. So when we think of some common food sensitivities, lactose intolerance is one of the key things that come up. People who are lactose intolerant lack the enzyme lactase, so they actually can't break down the lactose found in dairy products. And it's actually quite a common food intolerance. It's often characterized by indigestion and bloating. And I actually had a very young patient a couple of weeks ago who didn't realize he was lactose intolerant and had a lot of issues when he was going to school because he was eating a lot of dairy. The second one is gluten intolerance. So certainly the typical symptoms that people get, for example, with gluten intolerance is bloating and gas. And it's different than celiac disease. And certainly in recent years, actually, scientists have theorized that it might not be so much the gluten, but the pesticide that's often found in North American wheat, something called glyphosate, and it's commonly used as a weed killer sprayed on crops. So we're not quite sure, but certainly patients might be reacting to that rather than the gluten. But the symptoms can be similar, gas and bloating and indigestion. Eggs is a common one. Often we see skin issues associated with egg sensitivities, eczema, itchy skin. Corn is commonly found. We see that sensitivity sometimes leading to chronic fatigue, brain fog, and bloating. Soy sometimes can lead to headaches and joint pain. And caffeine, sometimes people have a sensitivity to caffeine, and they might get heart palpitations, anxiety, and insomnia. Sulfites, for example, are chemicals naturally found in lettuce and tomatoes, but they can also be used as a preservative. And people with asthma are more prone to sulfite sensitivity. And the last one is sugar alcohols. These are generally, often considered healthier, a healthy alternative to sugar, but they can be, for patients, they can be cause an intolerance, and it can cause digestive problems, things like bloating and gas and diarrhea. So often with patients, the first thing I do is have them do a food diary, so they write down what they're eating maybe for a week and note their symptoms. That's one of the best ways to identify when they're having these symptoms, so we can quickly identify what the issues are. But often I will do more detailed food sensitivity testing, blood testing, for example, to really help to zero in on those foods so they're not taking out the foods that they don't necessarily need to avoid. We get the results back in 2 weeks, and then we can design a specific program for them, and then after several months, reintroduce the foods back in again after we've healed the digestive tract. So if people have some questions about food sensitivities, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
So many of us suffer from some kind of food sensitivity. If you want to know what you're sensitive to and discover how to deal with it naturally, you have a complimentary consultation with Dr. Betty. All it takes is one phone call to book it. You can book it for an in-person consultation or do the consultation by phone. The number again, 905-707-2001. Thanks, Dr. Betty, and look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.